This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Potential Islamic State threats against Americans in Afghanistan continue to force the U.S. military to develop new ways to get evacuees to the airport in Kabul. That's according to a senior official Saturday, adding a new complication to the already chaotic efforts to get people out of the country after its swift fall to the Taliban. The official said that small groups of Americans and possibly other civilians will be given specific instructions on what to do. That includes movement to transit points where they can be gathered up by the military. The official did speak on the condition of anonymity to discuss military operations. Changes come as the U.S. Embassy issued a new security warning telling citizens not to travel to the Kabul airport without individual instruction from a U.S. government representative. Officials declined to provide more specifics about the IS threat, but described it as significant. They said that there have been no confirmed attacks as of yet. The Biden administration is considering calling on U.S. commercial airlines to provide planes and crews to assist in transporting Afghan refugees once they are evacuated from the country by military aircraft. The U.S. Transportation Command says in a statement that the Pentagon has not approved or ordered any activation of commercial airlines as allowed under the Civil Reserve Air Fleet Program, which adds to military aircraft capability during a crisis related to national defense. European Union leaders, haunted by a 2015 migration crisis fueled by the Syrian war, desperately want to avoid a large-scale influx of refugees and migrants from Afghanistan. Their message to any Afghans except for those who helped Western forces in the two-decade war against the Taliban is, if you must leave, go to neighboring countries. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.